Such will the Lord. Let's hear some lalas. Ooh, la 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 la. Let the joy of the Lord reign in your heart. La 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 la. I'm trading, 'cause I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my pain. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain, yeah, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Let's declare it now, church, here we go. We're singing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, you hear your voices,
yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes,
shout it out to the King,
yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes,
yes, Lord, amen. One more time, church, let's do this together. Singing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. Ooh, la, 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 la. Celebrate the name of Jesus this morning. Ooh la 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 la. Okay, one more time, church, let's sing yes, Lord. We'll sing yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes. Would you surrender your hearts this morning to Him by saying these words? Let this be the truth of your heart. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes. Here I am, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. All of me. Sing it, church. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Don't let your morning get started without making this commitment to Him. Sing it. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. One more time, then we'll bring this to an end. Here we go. We're singing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. We'll just give a clap offering to our King. We make that declaration, amen. Hallelujah. If you would have time, let's greet one another this morning. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. I'm squeaking. Good morning, church family.
I'll let Jeffrey adjust this while I'm talking so he gets a better feed on how I'm sounding.
We are excited this morning. It is Thanksgiving week. Thanksgiving is Thursday, and we are just so thankful to God for everything He's given us. And I just want to encourage you to be thankful in your own life for everything that God has given you. A special treat this morning. In honor of Thanksgiving, I wanted our children's ministries to come and perform for you a little song they've been working on and a Bible verse. And Pastor Janet does such an awesome job with our kids. I just wanted to give our children's ministry some visibility so that you guys know exactly what's going on back there while we're in here. So take it away, kids. Let me turn this off so it doesn't squeak.
Hannah, how can we let our light shine? Say it really loud. How can we let our light shine?
Read the Bible.
Everyone just looks like this. Read the Bible.
Did you guys hear? How can we let our light shine, Hannah?
Read the Bible.
Okay. And Abby, how can we let our light shine till Jesus comes?
Smile.
Alexia, how can we let our light shine?
Josh, get down here. Carson, get down here.
Pray to God every night.
Pray to God every night.
And Romeo, how can we let our light shine?
Be kind to others.
Thank you.
That was so great, you guys. Thank you so much. The children. So guess what? It's Pathway Bulletin time. Yes, sirree. And here we go in your bulletins. I'm going to tell you about the announcements. Okay. We've got some Pathway happenings. Actually, you can read a lot about the announcements, but I'll just point out a couple to you. And then we've got the Christmas Families Deadline, that beautiful Christmas tree that Awesome Lori did. Remember Awesome Lori here at the church? She's one of those that's struggling to be awake this morning. And she was one of the chaperones for that Choir of the Fire conference. But we still have some tags up there, so you can pick a gift that you would like to get. We're sponsoring a couple families here at Coronado School. And then you can bring it by next Sunday, because the deadline is next Sunday. So we would appreciate it if you have already grabbed a tag and you haven't brought the gift yet, please bring it next Sunday. The 29th is the deadline. And Lori would really like majorly appreciate that. Then also, women, I just want you gals to remember on December 14th, Monday, at Lindsay Dolan's house, we're going to have the women's Christmas party. Yes, 6:30 to 8:30. We're going to have little finger foods and desserts and yummies. And if you want to participate in the gift exchange, we're asking you to get a gift no more than $10. You should easily be able to do it under $10. A Christmas ornament. We're going to exchange Christmas ornaments. But don't feel like you have to do it. If it's too tight, even for that, please don't. Just still come and enjoy, because we're going to have a good time. And then you can look at the other stuff. There's like lots of good stuff still going on, like the youth on Wednesday nights. But they're probably not meeting this Wednesday night. Haha. So because of it being the night before Thanksgiving. By the way, have a good Thanksgiving. Also, in your bulletins is the connection card. So we would appreciate it, like if you've had a change of address, change of email, change of phone number, or your first-time guest, please fill this out. And we would love to keep in contact with you and keep you posted on what's happening here at Pathway of Hope. And so right now we are going to be having a video.
Climbs in my lap for a good night hug. He calls me dead and I call him Bob. With his faded old pillow, bare name Pooh, he snuggles up close and says, I wanna be like you. I tuck him in bed and I kiss him goodnight, tripping over the toys as I turn out the light. I whisper a prayer that someday he'll see he's got a father in God, 'cause he's seen Jesus in me. Lord, I wanna be just like you, 'cause he wants to be just like me. I wanna be a holy example for his innocent eyes to see. Help me be a living Bible, Lord, that my little boy can read. I wanna be just like you, 'cause he wants to be like me.
Got to admit, I've got so far to go. Make so many mistakes, and I'm sure that you know. Sometimes it seems no matter how hard I try, with all the pressures in life, I just can't get it all right. But I'm trying so hard to learn from the best, being patient and kind, filled with your tenderness. 'Cause I know that he'll learn from the things that he sees, and the Jesus he finds will be the Jesus in me. Lord, I wanna be just like you, 'cause he wants to be just like me. I wanna be a holy example for his innocent eyes to see. Help me be a living Bible, Lord, that my little boy can be. I wanna be just like you, 'cause he wants to be like me. Right now, from where he stands, I may seem mighty tall, but it's only 'cause I'm learning from the best father of them all. Lord, I wanna be just like you, 'cause he wants to be just like me. I wanna be a holy example for his innocent eyes to see. Help me be a living Bible, Lord,
just like you. He wants to be like me. I wanna be just like you. Cause he wants to be like me.
Spirit of Thanksgiving this coming week, being on Thursday, I wanted to take this service today and dedicate it to baby dedications. Parents who want to dedicate their children to God, to raise them in a godly Christian home, train them to be like Jesus. It's like that song so eloquently said. Us as fathers and mothers and parents, we're trying to be like Jesus because our kids are looking at us for how we should be, for how they should be. Three couples today are bringing their children, they're presenting themselves and their children before the Lord this morning. Parents, Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 7 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up." And Ephesians 6, 4 says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." Austin and Cassidy, please step forward with Cammie. Austin and Cassidy, love God with every ounce and fiber of your energy and teach Cammie to do the same. As you love God, one another, and Carson, you will model before Cammie a wonderful love for God that she will want for herself. Austin and Cassidy, by coming forward before God and his people, do you hereby declare your desire to dedicate yourselves and your daughter, Cameron Jolie Miller, to the Lord? If so, please respond by saying, "We do."
We do.
Having come freely, I ask now that you enter into the following commitment in the presence of God and his people. So that Cammie may walk in the abundant life that Christ offers, do you, Austin and Cassidy, vow by God's help and in partnership with the church to provide Cammie a Christian home of love and peace, to raise her in the truth of our Lord's instruction and discipline, and to encourage her to one day trust Jesus Christ as her Savior and Lord?
Yes. We do.
Also, I ask that the church make a vow as well. There's an old proverb that says it takes a village to raise a child. Parents have first responsibility, but parents need the help and support of the community. So I direct my questions now to the church. Having come freely, I ask now that you make the following commitment to those who stand before you. so that Cammie may walk in the abundant life that Christ offers, do you vow by God's help to be faithful in your calling as members of the body of Christ, to help Austin and Cassidy be faithful to God, and to help teach and train Cammie in the ways of the Lord so that she might one day trust him as Savior and Lord? If you accept this responsibility, please respond by saying, "We do." Excellent. I'm going to pray now over Cammie. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for this family that so obviously loves you. Lord, I just dedicate Cammie to your service, Lord. Give Austin and Cassidy wisdom as they raise her, and just bless Cammie as she grows closer and closer to you and becomes more and more like you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Austin, as the father and the spiritual leader of this home, I'd like you also to pray over your daughter.
Lord Jesus, I just pray right now that I am able to be an example, as that video just showed, for my kids and Cameron. Lord Jesus, I pray that you just give me the wisdom to raise her the way that she needs to be raised, and just watch over our family. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. We have a certificate for you, and you guys can be seated. Randy and Elizabeth, please step forward with Benjamin. Randy and Elizabeth, by coming forward before God and his people, do you hereby declare your desire to dedicate yourselves and your son Benjamin Carl Hinton to the Lord? If so, please respond by saying, "We do."
We do.
All right.
Check, check.
Having come freely, I ask now that you enter into the following commitment in the presence of God and his people. So that Benjamin may walk in the abundant life that Christ offers, do you, Randy and Elizabeth, vow by God's help and in partnership with the church to provide Benjamin a Christian home of love and peace, to raise him in the truth of our Lord's instruction and discipline, and to encourage him to one day trust Jesus Christ as his Savior and Lord?
We do.
Church, having come freely, I ask now that you make the following commitment to those who stand before you. So that Benjamin may walk in the abundant life that Christ offers, do you vow, by God's help, to be faithful in your calling as members of the body of Christ, to help Randy and Elizabeth be faithful to God, and to help teach and train Benjamin in the ways of the Lord so that he might one day trust him as Savior and Lord? If you accept this responsibility, please respond by saying, "We do."
We do.
Excellent. Heavenly Father, I just dedicate Benjamin to you right now, Father. We know that you have awesome plans for him, Lord. We know that you have amazing plans for his life, and you want him to grow up to be your servant. Lord, I pray for wisdom for Randy and Elizabeth as they raise Benjamin and the rest of their children, and I just pray that you would just bless his life. Make him more and more like you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Randy, as the leader of the home, please pray over your son.
Dear Heavenly Father, I'm so grateful, God, and so honored that God, that you would put Benjamin in our life, Lord, and all of my children, God. But God, I dedicate Benjamin to you, God, with all of my heart, God. And as I do so, I dedicate my life, God, to you. God, as I put you first, would you lead me? Would you please direct me? Would you give me the words to say to Benjamin, God, that he would draw closer to you, God? Help me not to exasperate my children, God, but to lift them up and encourage them to walk closer and closer and closer to you, God. And God, I just thank you for the love that you pour into our family, God. God, would that love just flow out of every one of my children, I pray. In your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. We have a certificate for you as well, and you can be seated. Frank and Christy, please step forward with Dion. Frank and Christy, by coming forward before God and his people, do you hereby declare your desire to dedicate yourselves and your son Dion Bradley Green to the Lord? If so, please respond by saying, "We do." Having come freely, I ask now that you enter into the following commitment in the presence of God and his people. So that Dion may walk in the abundant life that Christ offers, do you, Frank and Christy, vow by God's help and in partnership with the church to provide Dion a Christian home of love and peace, to raise him in the truth of our Lord's instruction and discipline, and to encourage him to one day trust Jesus Christ as his Savior and Lord?
We do.
Church family, having come freely, I ask now that you make the following commitment to those who stand before you. So that Dion may walk in the abundant life that Christ offers, do you vow, by God's help, to be faithful in your calling as members of the body of Christ, to help Frank and Christy be faithful to God, and to help teach and train Dion in the ways of the Lord, so that he might one day trust him as Savior and Lord? If you accept this responsibility, please respond by saying, "We do."
We do!
Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this gift that you've given Frank and Christy in Dion. Lord, I just praise you for your awesome power, Lord. We know that you have an amazing plan for Dion's life. I pray that you would give Frank and Christy wisdom as they raise their son and the rest of their family. Just help them to rely on you through the good times and the bad, and to just rely on each other also, Lord. Strengthen their relationship with each other, with you, and with their children. And just bless this family and this home. In Jesus' name, amen. Frank, as the spiritual leader of the home, please pray over your son.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we dedicate to you our son, Dion Bradley Green. This morning, we ask that you watch over his life. I want to thank you for saving me and cleansing me of my sins. God, I ask that you give me the strength and the courage and the wisdom to raise Dion in the way that you'll have him go, so that his life will be pleasing to you and he can bring honor to your name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Yeah.
Certificate for you. You can be seated. Now let's all stand together. Let's continue worshiping our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shall we?
Amen. Isn't it a wonderful thing to dedicate our children to the King of Kings? No better hands to be in than the King. Amen. Glory. Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. And everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Didn't sail, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save, he is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Take me as you find me, all my fears and failures, and fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, he can move the mountains. My
rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Let's sing Savior, Savior. He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. And shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Shine your light now. Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Yeah, I am Savior. He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Let's sing Savior, my Savior. He can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Yeah. Shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Sing it again, church. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, he can move a mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Let's sing that again. My Savior, he can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Glory. Our prayer teams would come forward now, be available. We're going to enter our ministry of prayer. Take this time today, being Thanksgiving week, to just praise God for everything He's done in your life.
Hallelujah.
But also take this time to give back to Him whatever it is that you've had on your mind. Lay those things down at the foot of the cross. Mm-hmm. Come pray with our prayer teams. Get your focus back where it needs to be so that you could focus exclusively on Him. Let's continue to worship together.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hear these praises.
Each time I think of you, the praises start. I love you so much, Jesus. I love you so much. Lord, I love you, and my soul sings. Here in your presence, carried on your wings. I love you so much, Jesus.
My voice towards the heavens.
how my soul longs for you, longs to worship you forever in your power and majesty. I lift my hands, I lift my heart, I lift my voice to
just do that this morning. If we could in some way love him the best of our abilities, to lay everything down before our King and just love him, and how he loves us so much that he's head over heels for us. Could we just return that this morning? But just saying, God, here I am, all of me. Do what you must, Lord. As I lay it down, as I fall down before my King, God, would you just open the eyes of my heart, God. Let me see what your perfect will is, God. That I may simply in return obey you. And your word of God says that if we obey you, that it shows that we love you. Church, you see, God doesn't make it difficult to love him. As a matter of fact, he made a great sacrifice so that we would be loved by him and be showered in an agape love, be smitten with love. Would you just let him pour out his love on you this morning? If there be anything stands in the way, would you allow him to show you? Can we break down, if we have, these walls of pride? Or maybe they're walls of fear. Can we just let it go this morning so that God can do a work inside of our hearts? So that we can have an encounter and an experience with the King of Kings on a daily basis, growing closer and closer into his presence, until that one great day, guys, that we will get to go home and be with the King of Kings. I don't know about you guys, but I'm excited about that. Hallelujah. I'm excited that I'm living in an eternity with my King. We have so much to be grateful for. Can we take these busy lives of ours and just say, Lord, you are the priority of my life. I want to make you the center and the highest point of my life. That I look to you in every matter of my life, Lord Jesus. then I would lay it all down before you, God. If anything tries to get in between us, if the enemy tries to deceive me, Lord Jesus, that I would get in my word and I would get to know you more, God. And I would write your scriptures upon my heart every day, Lord Jesus, committing myself to you, saying, I do, God, I do. Church, can we say that this morning to our King? Can we say, I do? Hallelujah. Lord, I do commit to giving you all of my heart, not just a piece of it, not just a part of it, but all of it. Now, granted, some of us here today might have some pretty tattered hearts because of all of the hurt and pain that we have been through. But I'm just here to tell you right now that the God I know can heal your broken heart. Hallelujah. He can take away every pain, every sorrow, every shameful thought, everything that has made that heart tattered. And he can form it and shape it and make it whole again. Hallelujah. Do you want that this morning, church? Not only for yourself, but do you want that for the people that you know, for the loved ones that you know, the hurt, the lost, and the broken, the dying, those who may not ever know the King of Kings? Can we just have God develop a heart inside of us? And if it must be healed, would you let him heal it this morning? Right here, right now. Can we walk away from this church service saying, God, I want a fresh start. I want a new heart, God. I want to live for you every day, God. God, would you heal me, God? I want to walk in freedom, God. I want to walk in freedom, Lord. Hallelujah. Would you just let them just release the chains, maybe the bondage you've been in because of unforgiveness, or maybe you're the person who's unforgiving. Would you just release it right now? Would you say, God, please come in and just, even God, the darkest parts of my heart, God, I'm letting you in, Lord Jesus. I'm opening it up. I'm laying it down before you, King. Would you let him into your heart? See, he loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus to die. Hallelujah. Can we just say thank you, Jesus? We just thank you, Lord. Would you just commit this morning to do this, Lord, not just when times are easy to do it in, God, not when we're on our mountaintop experience, but even when we're in the darkest of valleys and things are tough and things are rough, could we just be reminded of what an amazing, loving God, and that we have yet to suffer in comparison to our King of Kings. We have yet to know what it means to sacrifice. Hallelujah. Can we say thank you, Lord? I just want to thank you, Lord. We submit to you, Lord Jesus. Would you put us in that alignment, Lord Jesus, that correct alignment, God, where we're submitted to the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God, and no other. We commit to you, Lord. So we say, body, submit to soul, and soul, submit to spirit. And spirit, you submit to the Spirit of the living God. We claim that. Hallelujah, Lord. Have our lives. Have all of us, God. Reveal your plan, God. Give this body vision that we may follow you, God, wherever you lead. Open the eyes of our heart. Hallelujah. We fall down. We lay our crown at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of your mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. Sing us out, church. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. Cry, holy, holy, holy. Sweet cry, holy, holy,
the Lamb.
Here we go.
We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus.
The greatness of your mercy,
the greatness of your mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And we cry, holy, 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 as we cry, holy, 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 and we cry, holy, 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 is the Lamb. Ooh, yeah. And we cry, holy, 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 as we cry, holy, 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 we cry, holy, 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 is the Lamb, is the Lamb of God, we cry, holy, and we cry, holy, 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 and we cry. Yes, we cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb. We cry, holy, 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 and we cry, holy, holy, holy. Yes, we cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb.
Thank you, prayer teams, worship team. You can be seated. Short message today, because we have so much else going on in the service. Don't cheer too loud, Lori. I just thought it was important today, with Thursday being Thanksgiving, to focus on families and our kids and everything that God has given us. God has really blessed our families. He's blessed our church. And so I just want to be so thankful to God on this Sunday before Thanksgiving. But at the same time, it's been a tough year for a lot of families here at Pathway, right? A lot of people lost their jobs this year. A lot of people have lost their homes. A lot of people have lost family members, failing health. There's so much going on in people's lives. I want to take a moment this morning and just help you refocus on the good things that God has blessed you with in your life, because it's so easy to get distracted by the bad things and get down on yourself, down on God, down on your life. And I think it's so important to keep your focus on God and on the things that the blessings that He's given you in your life. If you want to turn in your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. That's where we're going to be this morning, verses 16 through 18. I'll give you a moment to get there in your Bibles. It's also on the screen behind me. It says this. It says, "Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." I want to take a few moments just and break this, break these three verses down for you and help you see how you can apply these principles to your life. The first thing that you can write down, there's a sermon outline in your worship guide, a blank note sheet. You can fill this in if you want. First thing I want you to write down is be joyful always. That's verse 16. And that's hard sometimes when there's chaos around you in your life. It's hard to be joyful always. But there's a difference between joyfulness and happiness. Between joy and happy, right? There's a difference there. Happy is an emotion. It comes and goes, you know, based on what's going on around you. You can be happy one day and sad the next and angry the next and then happy again. And happiness comes and goes, right? Then there's the world's joy, the joy of the world, which is based on fulfilling your wants and your needs and your lusts, right? The things that you want, greed. You know, that's the world's joy. You know, like, you know, kids watch TV nowadays and there's all these commercials on TV for different toys and things that they want, right? And every commercial, oh, I want that. And then the next commercial, oh, I gotta have that. That's a cool toy. I gotta have that. And then the next commercial, oh, I want that. Right? And then maybe they get that. And they bring it home, play with it for a little while, and then the TV turns on again, and there's a commercial. Ooh, I want that! Right? That's the world's joy, fulfilling desires and longings, and it's fleeting as well. It's not long-lasting, that world's joy. You know, there's joy on Christmas morning when the kids are opening their presents, right? But then the TV turns on, ooh, I didn't get that for Christmas, I want that, you know? And then there's God's joy. The joy that comes from the Holy Spirit being inside of you. And that joy, if your focus is right, that joy doesn't change based on your circumstances. That joy is a constant in your life. No matter what's going on around you, if your focus is where it should be, which is on God and on the blessings that He's given you in your life, and your joy doesn't change based on your circumstances. So be joyful always. And if you feel like you've lost your joy because of everything going on around you, take today, take this week, this Thanksgiving week, just refocus on God and on the blessings that He's given you in your life. And just spend this week praising Him for the good things in your life. Get your focus off of the bad things and the chaos and everything that's gone wrong. Focus on what's gone right. Be joyful always. Ask Him to refill you with His Spirit. Refill you with joy. And He'll do it. So be joyful always. Second thing you can write down is pray continually. It's verse 17. This is the secret. This is the secret to holding on to joy, no matter what's going on around you. Pray continually. Always be in communication with your Heavenly Father. It's so important. Because then you know if you're talking to God, then your focus is going to be where it needs to be. Because you're in constant communication with Him. Through the good times, praising Him, thanking Him for the good times. Through the bad times, crying out to Him, saying, Lord, help me. I don't know what's going on. I can't control this. I need You to control this. Through the good times and the bad, constant communication. We talked in our last series about tag time, about how important it is to spend time alone with God, right? Every day, talking to Him in constant communication with our Heavenly Father. And last week, we talked about the power of prayer, right? How important it is to be taking our requests to God, because we have access to that power that can change lives. But in order to keep our focus where it needs to be, we need to be praying continually. Talking to God. Just pray. Thirdly, from verse 18, give thanks. There's always something to be thankful for. No matter what has gone wrong in your life, there's always something right that you can be thankful for. You just got to think about it. It's been an interesting year at Pathway, hasn't it? A lot of transition and leadership and lots of people, you know, some folks came and went and it's been an interesting year. That's the nice way to say it. And through all that, I'm so thankful for you guys who have been here through it all. Those of you who were here before the transition and have stuck through us through the transition and are coming out the other side. And I'm so thankful for you guys. And I'm also thankful for those of you who have joined us along the way and have decided to make Pathway your church home. I'm so thankful for that you've chosen me to be your pastor and to care for you guys. That's so amazing to me that people would want me as their pastor. But that's just me. But no matter what you've been through, there's always something that you can find to be thankful for. That's what you should be focusing on during this Thanksgiving week. What are you thankful for? Not the bad things you're going through at this moment, but the good things that God has blessed you with in your life. What are you thankful for? So a little exercise you can do to help you with this. You can take your note sheet, and somewhere on there, if you filled up the front, turn it over and write on the back or whatever, but just write down a few specific things that you're thankful for in your life. Specific things that you're thankful for. You know, I'm thankful for my wife, Jackie, and everything she puts up with two jobs and all that. And I'm thankful for my kids, Abby and Isaac. You know, I'm thankful for a lot of things in my life. But be specific. Write down some specific things that you're thankful for in your life. Take that note sheet, stick it in your Bible, stick it in your wallet or your purse, and whenever you start to get down on yourself and think, man, life is just horrible right now, pull out that paper. Look at the things. Let it remind you of the specific things that you're thankful for in your life. Let that help you refocus back on the blessings that you have in your life. Refocus back on your Heavenly Father. Turn those troubles and those cares, those concerns, those worries, turn them over to God. Just lay them down at the foot of the cross and walk away. Don't worry about them anymore. That's the kind of God we serve. He wants to bless us. He doesn't want us to be burdened down by worries, cares, and concerns. He wants us to be free, live a free life, worshiping Him, thanking Him. That's what He wants for us. But you got to be willing to lay those burdens down, lay those concerns down. Amen? We're going to worship the Lord now with His tithes and our offerings. If the ushers would come forward, if the worship team would come back up here. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise You for everything that You are doing in our lives. Thank You so much for what You've given us, the things You've blessed us with. And even though life doesn't always go exactly according to our plan, Lord, we know that You are the one in control. And we submit to that, Lord. Lord, we just praise You for everything You've given us, everything You've done for us. Pray that You bless these tithes and offerings, multiply them. Bless our church, Lord, as we worship You and as we serve You in our everyday lives. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. As everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing, let mercy fall on me.
Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. And Savior, He can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Come fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender again. And Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. My Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. And shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. And Savior, He can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. My Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Dismiss you this morning with Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You are dismissed, church family. Thank you.
La 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 la